Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a place or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have two beautiful people here in the studio, Jenny and Zach. Please introduce yourselves.
Woo! Hello, everybody. So my name is Jenny Duffy. I am a self-professed karaoke junkie, singer, aspiring musician, and Vancouver street busker. And woo! I'm so excited to be here.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. My name is Zachary Anderson. I'm a voice instructor, a self-proclaimed musician of background noises to fill your day, and a singer as well.
Amazing.
And karaoke addict, we'll say.
Yes, and we're going to do karaoke live on air, folks. And they have some song picks ready for you. But before we start, let's talk a little bit about yourselves. Jenny, you just sang O Canada for, was it the False Creek Yacht Club?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Actually, last weekend, the good folks there let me come to their beautiful clubhouse underneath the Granville Street Bridge, and I sang the national anthem as part of their opening day ceremonies. It was really awesome.
Amazing. Yes, and you have quite the tan going on.
Yes, I do. A little bit of an awkward tan just to get the summer started right.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, any tans for you, Zach?
Just the good old farmer's boy tan so far.
I love that. Yes, the invisible t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, great. Do you have the chicken legs going on too?
For now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely a shorts person in the summer, so they will get dark. It's the underarms that somehow stay alabaster for 12 months of the year.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, and where do you guys usually do your karaoke?
Oh, wherever they'll let us.
We've been banned from regular karaoke.
I think Kelly's Pub in Surrey was where I got started when I moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
I do Admiral in Burnaby.
Oh, yeah, just down the street here, yeah.
What's the one that we went to? Fog or Foy's? No, not Foy's.
Foy's?
Yeah, we did Foy's. The Fringe, that was the other one
Fringe
I was thinking
Cafe.
Of.
Fringe Cafe, yeah.
Another pretty...
There's also Malone's downtown.
Yeah.
It's kind of like karaoke whack-a-mole, actually. Shows pop right up and then sometimes they disappear. The Billy Bishop Legion. I'm big on supporting our legions.
Nice.
So on Friday nights, if you like to go there.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so Jenny, we're going to start with you. So, yeah, so tell me why you picked this song.
Well, I love Sia, and this is a piano version of her hit song Titanium, and I just liked it. It's got a sort of a ballad feel to it. It's different from the pop version.
I'm just going to put that down there. Okay, here we go, folks, on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Shout it out, but I can't hear a word you say. Talking loud, not saying much. I'm criticized. eyes, but all your bullets ricochet. Shoot me down.
Oh, I can't hear my backing track. Hold on.
I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, fire away. Ricochet, you take your aim. Fire away, fire away. You shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium. Shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium.
There we go.
I am titanium. Cut me down, but it's you who have further to fall. Ghost down and haunted love.
Well, you know, we have technical mishaps at karaoke as well. This happens.
Raise your voice. Sticks and stones may break my bones. I'm talking loud, not saying much. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, fire away.
Check. Okay. I'm thinking if I put the vocals lower, I wonder if that does it. But you're right. There's something cutting out. Interesting. Okay.
It's impressive that you held that as well as you did, I will say.
Yeah, like, without hearing any music. Like, because like, I know the people on the radio can hear this. But yeah, our sound was cutting out like on our headphones. So
Yeah.
So you were like kind of winging it there, like without no sound.
That may as well have been hard mode.
Yes.
that was a cappella hard mode.
Yeah.
Well,
so
you know, I trained in the streets.
You trained in the streets?
In the hubs of Surrey.
Put your mic down. Yeah.
Okay, I trained in the streets.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about, like when people start singing karaoke, yes, like there, things like this happen, right?
That was actually the perfect thing to start with. Yeah, karaoke is scary.
Right.
Things go wrong.
Things go wrong.
It's your voice.
Right. And then you just got to pull through, just push on through.
Yeah, exactly. And worst case scenario, do a song that everyone knows,
mm-hmm.
and then the whole bar will sing along with
They'll
you.
They'll sing with you. Oh, I love that. Okay, Zach, now tell me about your song.
Well, like everybody else my age, Back to the Future was my first introduction to Chuck Berry at all. And obviously Johnny B. Goode is one of the more well-known tracks. So I also couldn't really sing when I started it. It was very gritty, very guttural, very... if it's atonal, nobody can say you can't hold the tone, right? So it started there, and it's been super fun just trying to refine it as I improve through the years. And it just, yeah, like that, it becomes a staple.
All right, and you're gonna stand for this one?
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna use this mic. Okay, yeah. Perfect. Different mic. All right. Let's see how this next song goes. Ready?
Yeah. So much different when I can't run around and harass all the people who aren't clapping. Try something a little screechy at the end. Get everything warmed up.
All right, now let's talk about local musicians that you know, Jenny.
Okay, so there's two musicians that I submitted songs for today because I absolutely adore them. Not only are they talented, but they're also really awesome people. So the first person I want to talk about is Atlin Morgan. So she's just released her single called Can't Let Go. And if you don't know this about Alan, she comes from a family of music. So her father was essentially a professor of music, and she was raised in a musical household. And if you ever have a chance to listen to her, which you will in a moment, the training will be quite clear in her voice. She's just got this, you know, wealth of talent and tone. And the other thing is, this song is, you know, about her grief. So there's a lot of heart in the song. So that's that one song. Did you want me to go on to the second one, or?
Yeah, let's go to the second one, and we'll play them both back to back.
Okay, and then the second one, this is called TBA. It's that's short for To Be Accountable, and this track is by a band called Cry of Silence, which is led by Eddie Lamb, which is just a real rockin' local musician. He does a lot of performing all around the city, but then also runs this awesome band. So when I heard the track, I thought, gosh, more people need to hear this.
Yes, right here on CGSF. So we'll start with Atlin Morgan, Can't Let Go.
Wait for the sun. naturally full of hate. Strumming and singing loud on things we can't relate. Sadly, we all know it's only just for bait.
Yeah, that was Eddie Lamb Halen, what, with his band Cry of Silence. Love it. And he also does like a piano karaoke, so be sure to follow for those events. Okay, next up, we have Jenny. We're going to try this one more time because, for some reason, we had technical difficulties for her first song, so hopefully the second one will work out. Okay, tell me about this next one, Jenny.
Well, this song is called River, and it's by Bishop Briggs, and, it's sort of a sassy song, or I always like to say it's a real Canadian song about water sports.
All right, here we go. Is it not playing? Like a river, like a river, like a river, like a river. Could hit you. How do we fall apart faster than a hairpin trigger? Don't you say, don't say it. Don't say, don't you say it. One breath and it'll just break it. So shut your mouth and run me like a river. Shut your mouth. A river. OMG. All right. So next, we're going to hear what Zach's been listening to after the break.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
All right. So, yes, we have a CJSF app, so radio app. So check that out. Okay. So we are back and we're going to find out what has Zach been listening to these days? What are you listening to?
A little bit of everything, but a couple of friends have turned me on to a band called Bad Money, apparently formerly from Alberta. They moved out here and they've been tearing it up. They're a three piece and they're kind of like one of those bands you see on YouTube and all the shorts where the musicianship is just so tight. The timing is great. Everything is just looks like flawless playing. Just phenomenal. Black Widow's easily my favorite song that they've put out. So.
Awesome. Yes. And then now we're going to play two. So your next pick, tell me about these flamingos. What is this about?
Okay. So there's a festival that happens in Vancouver year called Hyperspace Metal Festival, and they managed to get these guys from Norway called Trollfest. Mm. And they're very much into, they're phenomenal musicians, every single one of them, including the saxophonist and the accordion player. Yeah, it's amazing. But just phenomenal musicianship, great live stage presence, and just immediate addiction to like what the gimmick on all of their other stuff is going to be. That's been the obsession.
All right, here's Trollfest, Dance Like a Pink Flamingo on CJSF.